Joe Biden, Democrats rejoice Ohio voters block bans on abortion. By Wendell Hussebo on November 7, 2023. President Joe Biden and fellow Democrats gleefully celebrated Ohio's successful initiative on Tuesday to block bans on abortion by adding protections to the state constitution. The approval of the statewide ballot initiative to protect abortion is the latest result after the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade in 2022. Ohio appears to be a red state. Ohioans voted in 2020 for President Donald Trump over President Joe Biden by 8 points. Tonight, Americans once again voted to protect their fundamental freedoms, and democracy won. In Ohio, voters protected access to reproductive health in their state constitution, Joe Biden said in a statement. Ohioans and voters across the country rejected attempts by MAGA Republican elected officials to impose extreme abortion bans that put the health and lives of women in jeopardy, force women to travel hundreds of miles for care, and threaten to criminalize doctors and nurses for providing the health care that their patients need and that they are trained to provide. Yes. This is such incredible news. Americans care about protecting abortion access, and Florida will be next. Florida State Representative Anna V. Escamani, D., posted on X. California, Vermont, Michigan, Kansas, Kentucky, Montana, and now Ohio. Abortion rights are popular in red, blue, and purple states, and we'll keep fighting until they're protected everywhere, Representative Sarah Jacobs, DCA, posted. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, claimed the nation will not go backwards after Ohio protected abortion. "We won't go back," she said. "The people of Kansas said it last year, the people of Wisconsin said it earlier this year, and now the people of Ohio have said it again. A woman should have the right to make her own healthcare decisions, not politicians. The government should have no power to tell a woman what to do with her body," failed presidential candidate Marianne Williamson said. "Excellent." Brad Woodhouse, an advisor at the Democrat National Committee, gloated about the Democrats' victory. "No matter what else happens tonight, this is a huge night for Democrats and a crushingly bad night for Republicans," he said. "We've really turned it around since that neat poll on Sunday, huh?" Follow Wendell Hussebo on X @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.